And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Today? Are you sure?
As sure as we can be. And for all we know, it's already happened. We're just trying to find a specific time.
All right, we're nearly at Forest Mountain now. If this is where Novacom has their tower, I'll call you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
The chopper's ready to go.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Are you coming?
Oh, yes, yes. I just wanted to make sure that everything was as it should be. The sequence is right on track.
Looks pretty complicated.
It's foolproof. Now, let's go. I want to monitor everything from our site in Connellsville.
Okay, why don't you look through that filing cabinet? I'll check out this computer.
Well, now what are we looking for?
Anything that has to do with the satellite uplink. Codes for working the machine, instructions for how to abort. This is when we need Mitch.
Can't you get a hold of him?
I tried his cell phone. There's no answer.
Then I guess we're on our own.
All right, take her up.
There's a car on the road down there.
Where?
Coming around the corner. They're headed for the utility shack.
Oh, it's Whitaker.
How did he find this place?
I don't know.
You want me to go back down?
No, I don't want to be seen. Besides, Mr. Charles assures me he has a backup plan for Whitaker. Get him on the phone.
Don't see many helicopters around here. Who do you think that was?
Well, if it was somebody from Andromeda, then we're probably in the right place, Tom. Maybe there's something in the shed.
Looks like the one that sat by my tower. Bigger, though.
Well, it's locked.
What are we going to do?
There's a crowbar in my trunk.
Quit? Isn't that breaking and entering?
I'll ask Agent Borland for a search warrant later. There. Oh. Are you coming in?
I'm an old jailbird. They can't do anything to me.
Oh, my.
You'd never know it from the outside, would you?
Yeah.
Just look at all the buttons and gizmos.
Well, this must be the launch site. Uh-oh.
What?
Tom, there's a timer counting down. We've got 19 minutes to turn this thing off.
It takes me longer than 19 minutes to figure out my alarm clock, Whit.
Oh, I better call Jason. I'm not getting a signal on the cell phone. I'll have to go outside.
Well, there's the phone right here.
I better not use that until I know it's secure. I'll be outside.
Hello?
Jason, it's me. I found the machine.
Great.
Not entirely. We have 19 minutes to turn it off.
Oh, boy. Borland's sending some of his technicians your way.
They won't make it in time.
Well, then you're going to just have to try to turn it off yourself. I'll walk you through some steps.
What steps?
I found a plan here that might dismantle it. Is there a keyboard?
Yes.
Great. First, type in the word triumphant.
All right. But you'll have to hold on. The signal on my cell phone won't work from inside.
That'll complicate things.
Well, there's a phone in there, but I was nervous about using it.
Well, you better take the chance. Call me back from that phone.
All right. Okay, Tom. Jason's got the plan. That's strange.
Should we answer it?
Oh, maybe Jason found the number. Jason?
Wrong number, Mr. Whitaker.
Who is this? Mr. Charles?
I have a job for you.
I am a little busy right now.
I know what you're doing, so listen to me.
And what if I don't?
Let me have Connie answer that question. Connie?
Don't listen to him, Whit. Don't worry, don't...
Connie? Connie!
She is such a pain in the neck. I don't know how you've worked with her so long.
What do you want?
Nothing special. I want you to leave Forest Mountain and come collect her immediately by yourself. No police, no FBI.
Or what?
Well, you should know better than to ask. I'm a desperate man, Mr. Whitaker. If the FBI doesn't lock me up, my boss will do something even worse. I have nothing to lose.
What do you want me to do?
Get in your car. I'll call you back on your cell phone in 30 seconds. Be there.
I have to go.
Go? But you can't leave me here.
They've got Connie.
What?
I don't think they know you're here, so I want you to call Jason on this phone. Here's the number. He'll tell you what to do.
Well, Whit, I don't know anything about all this stuff. It's just a bunch of lights and buttons to me.
There is no other way, Tom. I have to go. And don't tell anyone about Connie.
Oh, boy.
All right, Charles. I'm in my car.
Head down the mountain toward Odyssey and stay on the phone.
I will.
Okay, Jason, I'm at the keyboard. Now, what do I do?
Tom, where's Dad?
Oh, he had to leave.
What? Where?
Look, Jason, I'm already sweating bullets. Just tell me what to type.
Okay, type the word triumphant.
T-R... Is that with an E-N-T or an I-N-T?
No, it's A-N-T, Tom.
Oh, got it.
Good. Now, press Enter.
Enter. It did something.
What?
Part of the wall is sliding back. It's another room.
What's in it?
It's the Imagination Station.
Connie? That's weird. Mitch?
Oh, hey, Nick. I was glad to hear you're alive.
Yeah, me too. Listen, have you seen Connie?
Well, she's probably not here. Wit's End has been closed for the trial. I'm only here because I gotta clean the kitchen.
But she told me to meet her here, and her car's over there.
Did you try to call her?
The answering machine. Something weird's going on. Nick?
What?
Don't look up, but there's a camera hidden in the corner of the roof up there.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Whitaker put that in.
It just moved. Does it run automatically?
Nah, you have to control it from Witt's office. Do you think Connie's playing a game?
No, we're being watched.
Your boyfriend is looking a bit suspicious. And what is that Mulligan kid doing here?
Okay, Nick, pretend you can't get inside, like you brought the wrong key. Then meet me at my car.
You got it.
Okay, Jason, I'm in front of the Imagination Station. What do I do now?
Well, if they're using it as part of the uplink, then turning it off might shut everything down. Do you see the emergency reset button in the back?
No. It's not there anymore. It's covered over with a steel plate.
Ah, all right. Look, you might have to get inside and try to reprogram it. I'll walk you through it, but to be honest, I'm not sure how to do this. Where's Dad?
I don't know for sure.
Can you call him?
I can try.
Then do it.
Oh, Whit!
Okay, where to now, Charles?
Keep going straight until you reach Highway 27.
Are you really leading me somewhere? Is this all just a wild goose chase to keep me away from that shed?
Well, why don't you take a chance and go back? Maybe nothing will happen to Connie. Maybe something will. Who knows?
Which way do I go on 27?
What's going on?
I don't know, but I'll bet Charles has her in there.
Whoa.
Is there any way inside that's not monitored by cameras?
Not in the traditional sense.
What?
Well, I'm not allowed to tell you. I got in big trouble for that before.
Nick, Connie could be in bigger trouble.
Ugh, I'm gonna get fired.
I'll take the blame. How do we get in?
Well, there's a tunnel in the back. It leads to the basement. I can show it to you.
Great. Now, what about Witt's office? Is there another way in besides the main door?
Well, there's a servant's staircase that goes up from the kitchen.
All right, I'll tell you what. Show me the tunnel, then go to the kitchen. I have a plan.
Okay. Tom, let's try something else.
Something else? Jason, I have pulled, pushed, juggled, and yanked everything in this machine.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Well, we better come up with something. The timer's reading 5 minutes to go.
Okay, all right, here. Try this. I'll walk you through this step. First, tighten the door.
Oh, how can you possibly... possibly make so much noise with a gag on? Oh, it looks like your friend is back. No, the other one, Nick. He's coming in the back door. Well, good boy, Nick. He's going to mop the floor. Wait a minute. Why is he mopping the ceiling? What's he up to? He's blocking the camera. I can't see a thing. I'll be right back. Don't move a muscle. Don't get smart with me.
Connie.
Shh. You rescued me.
Let's get these ropes off.
Hey, did you get your hair cut?
No, I just styled it different.
It looks awesome.
Thanks. You look great, too.
Thanks.
Okay, Borland, I've got her. As soon as Nick runs out the back, you can grab Charles.
Oh, and Whit.
You want him to grab Whit?
No, Whit's on Charles' cell phone in the drawer. We have to tell him I'm okay.
Only 3 minutes left.
I know.
Oh, Jason, I'm no good at this. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Relax, Tom. Listen, we need Dad.
I know.
Okay, Connie, I'm glad you're safe. I'm heading back up the mountain. And ask Mitch for the direct line to Jason at Novacom. I think we're almost out of time.
It's not working.
I've run out of ideas, Tom. Look, I don't care where Dad is or why, but you have to call him right now. Wait a minute. Hello? Dad, it's about time. Look, I'm on the line with Tom. Let me patch you in with him. Okay, go ahead, Dad.
Any progress, Tom?
Whit? How's Connie?
I'll tell you about it later. What's going on there?
Dad, the uplink is connected to the imagination station, but they've blocked off all the usual means to turn it off.
And we've only got a minute. It sounds like something just kicked up a gear.
All right, there's one more thing to try. Even they wouldn't know how to block it. Go to the keypad inside the machine, Tom.
I'm in.
Type in applesauce.
Applesauce.
Hurry, Dad, that'll destroy the machine.
I know, son. Tom, type applesauce and then get out of there. I don't know what the imagination station will do while it self-destructs.
Whit, are you sure? I mean...
Tom, it's the only way. Now hurry.
Here goes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
You can monitor the uplink on this computer here.
How much longer?
Just a few seconds.
Perfect. I've spent years working toward this moment.
Nothing's happening, Whit. 5 seconds.
Press the red button and get out of there.
So, why are you coming up with my own way?
The Tower of Babel. You couldn't kill me.
I'm John.
John the Bat. John the Bat.
I still believe. Much to be said for a simple
man. Thomas Alva Edison.
Oh, even now this little one is changing lives.
What's happening?
I don't know. It's saying the uplink is malfunctioning.
What?
Hang on. Let me do a system check. Well, there's no signal from the imagination station. It's almost like it vanished. This is impossible.
It's not impossible. It's Whitaker. Charles failed.
Should we fly back to the mountain?
No, I'm sure the FBI will be swarming the place by the time we get there. It's over. For now.
Tom, are you okay?
Fine. It worked.
Yeah, thank God.
Have a seat.
All right.
Exactly. What did I just do?
You saved the world.
Oh. I can't wait for our long talk, Whit.
I've been looking forward to this, Charles.
I can be very useful to you, you know. A little plea bargaining, and there's no end to the people that you... we could lock up.
I'll tell the chairman you said that.
What? You won't really, will you? I didn't say anything about the chairman. In fact, I don't even know who you're talking about.
Save it for someone who cares.
But,
come with me.
Agent Boyle, I've never even heard of this chairman person. There's got to be some sort of deal we can work out. Let's talk about this. I shouldn't even be here.
Oh, I wish I had a camera to capture that moment.
It's all on the security tape.
Man, was I cool or what?
You were great! Now finish mopping the floor.
Oh.
So you believe I'm alive?
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for coming to Odyssey. And for being Aram. And for not really dying. And for risking your life to rescue me. And for being my hero.
There's nothing I'd rather do.
You know, some guys just bring flowers.
Flowers? Oh, I left them in the car. Oh, well. How about we catch up over dinner?
You're on. Macaroni and cheese?
With salami sandwiches?
Mmm, sounds perfect.
Oh, gross.
Get lost, Nick.
I had a pretty interesting day today, Agnes. Do you want to hear about it? Agnes? Can you hear me? Oh, I found your painting at the house. It's a beautiful sunset. Oh. Well, you're probably tired. I guess I better be going. But I'll be back tomorrow morning, okay? Well, I'll see you.
Honeysuckle.
What? What did you say?
Do you smell that honeysuckle? It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, Monica, what did your lawyer say?
There's a hearing this Friday, but I already know the outcome. I'm going to prison.
Think you can handle yourself in there?
I'll be fine.
Look, it might sound a little strange, but... well, I'm proud of you. You did the right thing.
Yeah. Took me a little while, though, didn't it? So, guess I'll see you when I get out on parole.
Who knows? Maybe I'll stop by every now and then to visit.
Are you gonna bring me flowers, Jason?
Valentine's Day, maybe. Look, you take care of yourself, okay? And don't beat up too many of your cellmates.
Okay, I'll try to control myself.
Bye, Monica.
Bye, Jason.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, hello there, Alex.
What are you doing?
Oh, I figured I'd do a little work on getting the Imagination Station put together again.
Cool.
Well... I heard you're trying out for the swim team.
Yeah, I think I'll give it a try. I've always been a pretty good swimmer.
Well, it's a tough sport. You have to have a lot of endurance.
I won't make varsity for a while, I know, but I've never done a school sport before.
It'll be a great experience.
Hi, you've reached the home of John Whittaker. Please leave a message.
Greetings, Mr. Whittaker. It's I, Eugene. Well, I'm certainly glad everything's settled. I blame myself for this mess. I really do. Somehow, seems as if it's part of a bigger plan, a greater purpose. I was just entertaining the idea of returning to Odyssey. Perhaps I will one day. I can't honestly say. I'll explain later. Deep inside, I have questions that only time may answer, and I expect to ask a lot of questions on this trip. So, farewell, wherever you are, Whit.
certainly has been quite an adventure. The past few weeks in Odyssey have been scary, confusing, even hopeless at times. But God did some good things, don't you think? Through this difficult time, He gave Whit wisdom, He gave Tom justice, and He gave Aubrey a new life as a Christian. And I think everyone learned a little more about putting their faith in Him. In fact, let's take one more peek at our friends in Odyssey to see what they're doing.
Father, as it says in the 42nd chapter of Job, I know you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. Thank you for always being in control, God, even when we feel so out of control.
Jesus, thanks for never leaving us. Thanks that even though we all messed up, even when we didn't know we were messing up, you still worked everything out.
God, Romans 5 says that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint. God, thanks for what you taught me and what you've taught all of us during this time. You never disappoint us.
Lord, you say in Proverbs 16:9 that in his heart a man plans his course, but it is you who determines his steps. Thank you that you're guiding us every step of the way, even when we're not sure where you're leading.
Dear God, we praise you that nothing is too big for you to handle. We praise you that your goodness is greater than all the evil in the world. As you tell us in Romans 12, we will not be overcome with evil, but we will overcome evil with good.
It sounds like quite a few people in Odyssey have a lot to be thankful for. I hope you enjoyed all the episodes in the Novacom saga. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Exit was written and directed by Marshall Younger and Kathy Waringa. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.